All right, welcome everybody. This is the Influencer Show. Today I have Michelle Markle with me. We're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite organizations, Junior Achievement. So Michelle, welcome. We're just going to have a little chat about sort of the history and the future plans and where you've been and where you're going. Mm-hmm. So now, first, like right off the get-go, like I feel like of all the people that are in this valley, that you and I, like, when did you start? When did you start with Junior Achievement?
So it's been 23 years.
Okay.
And I know you were at Churchill.
Right?
And like I was at Churchill.
Yeah,
the same building.
The beginning of my career was the beginning of your career. And that's kind of cool to kind of see, watch us still be participating in the same ways that we were, at one time. So 23 years.
Yeah, we've known each other for 23 years.
Amazing, amazing. So you're the president of Mahoning Valley Junior Achievement.
Yeah, so when we met, I was a program director. And I think 10 years after that, I stepped in the role of president for the organization. So it's been 11 years or 12 years, I think, as president.
Excellent.
Junior Achievement.
So. Yeah, so when I was in high school, we had Dave Edwards would come into our our classroom, and he would teach stocks. I mean, and I thought, the way that he taught, I don't think he taught directly from one of the programs, but because he was a broker and an investor, he had us pick out individual stocks, and we would see how they trended over time. I learned more about finances through that little short stint than in all of my high school career.
And it's good that you did that. Yeah, Dave was a longtime volunteer. I think he taught for our economics program. So it was a full semester course, and there was a portion that talked about stocks but didn't go in depth. So he, as a volunteer, which we do allow, can go, what we call them, experts.
Right.
And then go on those topics. But I have to say, this year, we just rolled out called JA, Take Stock in Your Future. And so we're piloting the first program this summer with Upward Bound students at Youngstown State University.
Okay.
So after today's presentation with you, I have to go on to a Zoom call with our volunteers and Upward Bound staff to finalize the logistics and how we're going to implement this program in a virtual environment.
Yeah. So how is that working? I mean, I'm sure you've got, it's probably night and day different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can give me the pros and cons that you guys are struggling, where you're grappling.
Like everybody else, we had to quickly adapt. We were fortunate because we were an organization that was slowly rolling out our what we call blended learning programs that were on a learning management system. So the PowerPoint presentations, guidebooks were all accessible online. And we were slowly implementing in the school systems prior to the pandemic. But the feedback that we were getting from the educators and the volunteers, they didn't want to necessarily be virtual. They wanted to be in the classrooms. They wanted to hand out the worksheets and the activities, and less of the PowerPoint. So we did get a lot of resistance from educators. Then the pandemic hit.
Right.
And once the pandemic hit, then the request came from the educators, what do you have that's blended learning that we could do with the students? So, I mean, it quickly shifted. And I think all of the staff, I mean, we had to update all of our technology. We didn't have cameras on our computers. We physically had our computers, we didn't have laptops, so we weren't mobile. So we had to get that taken care of. And then staff, of course, we were required to work from home. And so we had to set up our phone systems. Then we had to learn all the platforms everybody was using. Google, MS Teams, Zoom, which was the best platform? Pretty much, I think working with four counties, everybody was across the board in the platforms that they were using. But again, there were some teachers that used different platforms. And so our training changed too with our volunteers to feel comfortable and using those platforms, how to be able to share their screens and, how to make the audio video work and the different glitches. Even today we're doing a J in a day. You've done Junior Achievement.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Our volunteers are physically in the school. Well, this year we can't be physically in most of the schools. So our volunteers are presenting virtually through the Zoom platform. And so, what we're having a hard time is getting everybody, like 100 some students admitted at one time. Because some of the students were logging off and then re-admitting themselves.
Okay, right.
So it's a challenge for a volunteer to multitask through that process, doing a presentation, admitting students, answering their chat questions. Some of them, do unmute themselves and ask. But
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, the irony is not lost here that, you know, you guys have the chance of being, like, the business and entrepreneur, you know, only influence in a high school kid's career.
Yes.
And then watch you guys pivot and you guys make those changes. That analog is just amazing because, I mean, yeah. You got to do what you talk about, you know, just in the real world.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
And then we had to learn different programs, like, even in our network of system, like, we had guidebooks, like, hard activity workbooks. You know, we were able to turn those into digital workbooks, you know, where the students can just click on there and make a fillable PDF and answer the questions so they can do asynchronous or synchronous learning and work student-led, independent. We have a JA Innovation Challenge event. It's a pitch competition we do in partnership with Pizza Joe's every year.
Okay.
And we bring the students to Kent State Trumbull. And basically, they have to pitch a new idea, a pizza, for Pizza Joe's. And they actually make the pizza. And beautiful. They put it into production. And so when we did it the first year, it was a big success. The students loved the idea to know that, you know, there was an opportunity for their pizza to be made and sold in our community. And so the first year that we did it, it was like Lakeview won. Which is in Trumbull County, and it was a Philly Bulldog pizza, and so it was tweaked and modified working with Pizza Joe's. But even Pizza Joe's entered it into their pizza cook-off here locally, I think for potential development, and the Rotaries have them. They won Best Gourmet Pizza.
Very cool.
So it was nice, and then they made Pizza Quarterly National Magazine. So we knew that we had something that was adaptable. We don't have to just do it with Pizza Joe's. We can do it with other organizations. So if anybody's interested, concept of a burger, it doesn't even have to be food related.
Right?
It could be something.
Well, I have a grievance. Like when I was going through the programs, we had the pens. That was and I liked the pen program, but you guys got pizza? I mean, that's
yeah.
No fair.
Yes. I know. I was texting Katie before I went on the show because we're going to be judging. And she's like, what kind of breakfast pizzas do you want? So we get fed, too. but we also did the program. We had teachers come down from Conneaut in Ashtabula to see the event, the program. They absolutely loved it. They wanted it for their entire middle school to participate. And we partnered with Dairy Queen. And so they did blizzards.
Okay.
And then we did a community-wide day where they picked, like, the top three or four Blizzard flavors, and they said they were going to make those and put them in production. And so they let the parents and the families know that, you know, you can buy their Blizzards. And a certain proceeds would go back to the, not necessarily our organization, but to the school district for additional programming. And let me tell you, there was a circle around the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And they normally close at 9 or 10 o'clock. They had to stay open late. I think
Dang. They
raised $4,000
that is awesome.
That night.
That
you
is
know?
Really
and
cool.
That's just kind of shows you we're happy that this is an example how junior achievement can truly bring the community together.
Yeah.
So we teach the students entrepreneurship. They put something in production. They work with a business. They get real life skills. They see something made. They can go out and buy it. They contribute back to the community. So we liked it, but this year for our innovation, we couldn't be live, and so what was nice is Katie and her team did, we have six phases that they have to go through the business plan, so even though it's a pitch competition, the students have to understand market research and development,
right.
And so that they are marketing towards their peers, so they have to understand what flavors that they're interested in.
Focus
what
group and yeah,
yes.
Beautiful.
And then once they have an idea, then they have to take a survey of their peers to come up with that. They also have to develop the cost. So they have to understand what Pizza Joe's, what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. So when we go back to the first pizza that was selected, the students said, well, you can decide the temperature of your steak.
Okay.
Pizza Joe's had to go back and say, we can't do that.
Right.
You know?
Any oddities that they wanted to throw on there,
yeah.
Like Play-Doh pizza, not going to cut.
Yeah, so the steak has to be fully cooked. It can't be rare, medium rare. We can't serve it.
Okay.
But they go through, you know, the products, and they give a pricing to the students of what each costs and what typically a 12-inch medium pizza round costs. and stuff. So they have to know their ingredients. So if they want to, you know, make a sushi pizza and they want to put caviar on it, it might not be.
No.
It increases the price of it. That they have it. So we go through the cost of coming up with that. And then they have to come up with a tagline. You know, everybody has a catchy tagline.
Right.
With that. So, you know, when it comes with your pizza, what is your tagline? What are you, what is going to capture your audience in the first second or so when you're making your pitch? And they have to do a product prototype design of that. And so then the students get in front of what they do is we have judges from the community. So anybody that's welcome can come and judge. And then we narrow it down because, like I said, I forget, about 50-some teams are pitching. Yes.
That's some good participation yeah. there.
So we have to narrow it down to a certain amount of groups, and then those ones that move on pitch in front of Katie from Pizza Joe's, Katie Totoro and her family, her dad, of course, Pizza Joe. Her sister works for the company. Her husband works for the company.
Okay.
And so they sit up there, and they pitch to them, and they make the final decision.
That's really cool.
And making them. So Katie and her team made videos those through the six phases. So the students have a digital career entrepreneurship book for an innovation challenge that walks through the set. They watch the videos. They answer the questions. And then they have to record a one-minute pitch presentation. And then they can upload it. And then Friday, we're going to be judging those and announcing the winners.
Beautiful. So. And you're going to have to send me a couple of the groups. I want to interview them and, like, take
okay.
them through, like, a legitimate, you know, like a mock pitch, not what they're really going to do in front of them, but from, you know, we've both kind of seen the area Shark Tank type
yes.
pitches. Put them through some of those questions. That would
it
be
is.
Neat.
It is. And we just actually did that last week. I was out, Boardman High School does our JAB entrepreneurial program. And so it's a virtual program, and that was nice, and the teacher loved it. But they did food trucks. And so basically they had to come up with a new food concept, where they're going to locate it, how much it's going to cost, start up and stuff, and do a pitch type presentation for that as well. And that's exactly it. So even though I call that more of an introductory to entrepreneurship, to we actually fully run company programs, and I'll get into that, it still gets them thinking about location, you know, how much things cost. Many of the students, because it was Boardman, thought the perfect location to set up their food truck was at the Southern Park Mall.
Okay, I can
okay?
see that. Yeah.
I get it. Nobody had in their financial plan what it would cost to put their food truck in that parking lot. They just thought it was a public parking
free.
Lot.
Just park there,
yeah.
that's all.
Everybody parks at the mall, and I'll catch them when they're coming in. And that was like a learning experience.
Right.
You know, and when they do the market research, we have one of the students, his dad owns a restaurant business, but he only serves food, I guess, breakfast and lunch. So he decided his food truck was going to be burgers. And right off the bat, we saw the time that he selected. Well, based on the market survey and the research that he did, he's and his father, you know, he thought morning and afternoon's a good time and then shut down at 5 o'clock. You know,
okay.
Sell burgers.
That's right.
You know, when do people buy burgers?
That's right.
I don't think they're buying them at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So you know, so it's good that we have people from the community to ask those questions to the students to think outside of the box and think more into their business plan.
Yeah, especially like from the perspective if somebody were to invest in the business, they'd have mm-hmm. different questions than, you know, anybody else.
Yeah.
You know? Let me see if we have any questions in here first. One of my favorite programs, the Titan Challenge,
mm-hmm.
the one that for the last couple of years, I'm going to tell you that we've done it maybe 4 or 5 years, and I still have some of the kids that call me to this day and bounce business questions off of
That's
me.
That's awesome.
It's amazing because they still remember that, you know, that oversight, that mentorship through that game, you know
yes.
what I mean? And they still tap into me. But that's a lot of fun. Do you guys still do the Titan Challenge this year?
That was a challenge this year, but yes.
Okay.
We did the Titan. We were able to get the Titan Challenge in-person event at YSU in before COVID hit. I think it was the week or two.
Okay.
So going into this year, we still wanted to offer it. We still knew the game is a virtual game anyways,
right.
but we physically could not be there. And so we were like, blind leaving the blind, how do we get, and it was, you have to understand when we work with multiple schools in our four counties, everybody has different time periods, and this is what we were facing. So it's great when you can take a group of 100 students to YSU.
Away from their school setting.
And they're away from the school. Right. Yeah. They're away from the school. So, who, you know, they got permission. They're there. When they're in the school and you can't be there, they're on a schedule.
Right. They just can't stay there and keep playing, right? Yeah.
And you think that the school district will work with you, but no.
Not a chance.
Yeah. So we were able to get, I think, 25 teams and teen schools registered that would agree to times that they could play the JA Titan Virtual. So we had three time slots. I think we had a 9:15, 11, and I think there was one in the afternoon. So then we broke them into teams, so they were competing just like in person in the laboratories at YSU, which worked out. And it was great, but yeah, it had its challenges. And, you know, one of the emails we got from the teachers, well, several of them, but one of them was just like, you know, we know how much work it takes to put something like this together. It's not easy, and we appreciate you coordinating the schedule. So we had three teams win scholarships from the Mahoning Valley area, which we call Columbiana, Mahoning, and Trumbull, out of the Premier Bank Foundation that honors that scholarship. And then we have the Robert S. Morrison that does an Ashtabula scholarship for those students. So they were able to receive scholarship money as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, we were excited, but it was, we had to take risks throughout this whole thing. I think every day we were like,
beautiful thing.
We can control the event when we're doing that, and we can go at a certain pace in the decision-making. We had no control when we were doing it. So, you know, they have to do those industries or rounds, and I think we gave them, what, 3 or 4 minutes when we had control?
Yeah.
This one, we had, like, the first day, we said, okay, we'll see if they can get 16 rounds through in 45 minutes. They were done. I mean, the next day we had to set up to like 32 rounds because they were just breezing through it so fast. Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you controlled the pace, and then when their local people there didn't know to slow them down a little bit and not hit submit.
No.
So I got a question for you. So, you know, from the tech side, you know, business has changed with social media quite a bit on what we do on the marketing and distribution. Like, has the programs kind of evolved through including social media and how business is done and promoted and branded and stuff like that?
I mean, for us as an organization itself, yes.
Okay.
You know, providing that information out there in the platform. As far as our programs, I mean, as what we tell for the social media example, our JA company program, which is a full-fledged company. I mean, we have to register them. We have to open up a checking account with them so that they can get credit cards. They go as far as, okay, we want to accept credit cards, so we have to work with the local banks and getting some kind of acceptance for that as well.
Wow.
And everything. But so in this virtual environment, because the kids could not normally have, like Canfield has a store within their school, or Poland sells t-shirts. We partnered with them and to work with like Sherman Creative, like vendors that they can put their products online.
Okay.
And then we also have like access to discounts and services because we're a national organization to like the eBay platforms and crowdsourcing and there's SpotUp. I'm trying to think what's the other one, but there's several of them that they have options that they can put their products out there virtually.
Okay.
And promote their products as well.
Yeah, because that next generation is uber familiar with non-traditional methods of marketing and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I was just kind of wondering if because you got to almost treat it, younger generation consumes things one way and older generation consumes things in an entirely different way.
Yeah. And then anything that we do with 13 and under, we have to have school districts, parents sign COPA forms.
Okay.
Because if they're on the internet, we have to have permission, for them to use these certain sites that they are going on to. It was pretty easy with the school and school districts because we share ahead of time, like, you know, this is the platform, this is where they're going to be logging on, and what they'll be using, and they'll need access to it. And so the principal or the superintendent signs off on that. Usually once we get that from the school district, then we don't necessarily need it from the parent.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're still in, JA always has to deal with liability issues. When we first started with the company program, I had a meeting with a principal at Champion Middle School to plan for next year. And she goes, I remember the spatulas that you made, and I still have our spatula. We have cookie sheets. And, you know, we had an actual, when I met with Bill Lawson from the Mahoning Valley Historical Society, he goes, we still have your printing press where the kids made the cookie sheets. So they had the aluminum sheets, and they printed out, and they sold them. But then that changed because of the insurance, the liability, and what the students using heavy equipment.
Right.
So we're mostly a service agency, like T-shirts, food, something that you can order off of, like Sherman Creative, and then resell. Yeah. It makes it a little bit more difficult when it comes into production and actually making a product like we did in the past.
Okay. So, now it's a completely volunteer group. All of your people come from the outside. You tap into business professionals to do most of your mentorship. Kind of tell us about the structure of, if people in our audience want to get involved, how to come see you.
So we are 100% volunteer driven to deliver our programs, with the exception of the last year and a half. Teachers can now deliver our programs because of COVID pandemic. Okay. I mean, because again, we had videotape volunteer sessions or materials. So we had a variety of them. But
well, most of my teachers have seen me teach it so many times, they could probably do it anyway, right?
But we don't want that to happen. We still want that volunteer. Right. When we can get back to normalcy, we still, because that's the light bulb effect. I mean, you have a child, I have two, and I can't tell you how many times I tell them something. But when a coach tells them something, or a teacher, or somebody outside of their family, oh, I get it now.
Like, what? I just said that.
And that's how it is. And I see that time and time again. So our volunteers go into the classrooms. And you've taught for 23 years now. And I know you've taught several probably programs. You could speak to how easy we make it. Yes, you're investing your time, and you have to get that in the schedule. I think that's the hardest part, is getting that on your schedule and making sure if you have a busy work schedule. But I think the materials that we provide, whether it's in the kits or it's on our blended learning management platform now, we have demo videos. So Nicole, our program director, trains everybody that's initially a new volunteer, haven't taught before. But once you've taught, even if you change programs or management systems, I think it's easy. You got
it follows a template. It's very predictable in how it's presented.
Yes. And now we have like these wonderful resource videos too, that you can spend 5 minutes watching a video before your lesson. And I'm like, okay, you know, I know how even if I'm doing it last minute, I think it's pretty easy. So, and the kids love it. So, the volunteer likes when they get into the classroom and have the interaction with the students. Like you said, with the Titan, they still reach out to you and connect.
Yeah.
We see that all the time. I'll see a volunteer and they're like, I went shopping the other day and so-and-so student ran into me and came up and gave me a hug and were excited to see me.
I love this.
Yeah. So it's nice to have this experience. We've had volunteers. I mean, I've had board members that... Yeah, we want our board members to teach in the classrooms because that's what we're about. But I've had board members that, you know, support Jay financially, believe in the mission that we do. But the idea of going into a classroom and speaking to a classroom of students, whether they're elementary, middle, or high school, is terrifying for them.
Right.
Completely terrifying. And it takes a while to get them, you know, to feel comfortable. Like, we'll say, go and observe a class, you know, so-and-so. I'm telling you, those are the volunteers that come back and say, I want to do it again.
Yeah, right.
I know. They're the difficult ones, but they're the ones that come back and they stay on forever and teach. But, yeah. And it's a good experience for the volunteers, too. I mean, I have to say, if you want to work on your public speaking skills, if you want to be comfortable, in presenting to groups of people, perfect. If you're a college student and you need experience, great.
And I'm telling you, kids really do need those figures in their life. Some of them don't have someone at home to do that kind of a role. So it is really fulfilling.
Yeah. So I think it's a win-win situation. And then I've had a board member speak personally to this at a board meeting not too long ago. I've had board members or volunteers say the same thing. Some of the subject material that they are presenting, maybe they're not knowledgeable, but Jay lays it out so easy that makes you look knowledgeable.
Right.
Like, you look good. Like, I never, you know, I don't know much about stocks, but if I do the curriculum, But at the end of the day, they say, okay, now I have know how to do a budget. I start budgeting myself if I'm going to tell the students to do this. And so they'll come back to us and say, I actually learned from Junior Achievement. I had teachers. I was presenting to a middle school class, and we were talking about supplemental insurance. I had a teacher that never heard of supplemental insurance. She goes, there's really, I'm like, you never paid attention to the Aflac duck.
<You know? laughs> So cool.
But they did, you know, and so you know that at least, you know, here or there, people are picking up this information of knowledge that you're trying to share. So it might not be a whole class of 30 students, but at least you can walk out and feel good that you got good group of people.
Right.
And we have to tell our volunteers all the time, when you're speaking to, like, elementary and middle school students, they might not be applying that until later down, you know.
Get back. It's right there. It'll come back up later.
But our alumni tell us time and time again, I remember Mr. Danny saying this,
right.
I remember Ms. Merkel saying this, and that, yeah, light bulb goes off right then and there.
For sure. So I think that Jay is so instrumental for churning out the next generation of entrepreneurs. And so I want to see you guys be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So what can the community, and especially business-minded people, do to, like, support? Like, what's your big needs to do your thing?
I mean, 100% is the volunteer need, giving of your time to go in the classroom to present these topics in financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. That is important, to share your experience, your knowledge with our future generation. I mean, that's where they need to hear it from. And we will always have that continuous need for it. We are a nonprofit, so there is that financial. You know, we were affected, like everybody, due to COVID, when it came to our special events, because we do a lot of live events, like our bowl-a-thon. We had a designer bag bingo the last couple of years that's been successful, and we couldn't have them. The last year and a half. So we had to think out of the box with some new fundraisers that were kind of virtual, but they don't bring in that same dollar amount that they normally do. So we were fortunate with the PPP loans. But I do have to say, though, our annual givers that they give through foundations or they give personally or through companies, they still stayed committed to Junior Achievement.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we were able to, you know, keep going in this pandemic environment.
Okay, so you'll couple, if somebody wanted to volunteer, you'd couple them with a program, someone who's director of programming, I'm assuming, and then they would place them somewhere?
Yes, so we have four counties.
Okay.
For us. Now, Junior Achievement is a national global organization, so anybody that's listening to your podcast that's outside of the Mahoney Valley area of Ashtabula, Mahoney, Trumbull, Columbiana counties, we have an office in Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Toledo, 103 offices in the United States.
That's
and we have 80 offices throughout other countries throughout the world. So
that's awesome.
There's a Junior Achievement near you.
All right.
But if you want to get involved, we do elementary, middle, and high school students. The program person will see where your preference is, if you want to work with young students or if you prefer to work with the older students. So we get that out of the way. And now we don't send you, like, if you're from Mahoney County, we don't send you up to Ashtabula to teach a class, okay? So, you know, we try to hit, you know, a school system, a school district that is close to your work, close to your home, where you live, so you're not traveling. And then, you know, if your subject is financial literacy and you want to teach financial literacy, we'll find a financial literacy program. If you want to do entrepreneurship, we'll in the entrepreneurship program. If you want to do something that's work readiness, then we'll find that too. So it's when you volunteer, it's not like you're filling a slot. You are.
Right.
But we kind of put you in where you want to be.
Okay. And how's the participation with host schools? Do you need any more schools to be able to put the programs on?
I mean,
always?
Right now, we're working with about 13,000 students.
Okay.
You know, 75 schools. And I just got an email yesterday. Camel wants to work with us and expand elementary. I was out at Champion Middle School, and they want to have a program. So, yes, if a school or school district wants junior achievement and is interested, then they would contact us, and we would set them up to have programs. So, yeah, we're not turning schools away.
Right.
If you're an after-school organization, if you're a youth organization, if you have a program, you know, we will work with you in providing those programs that you
need. So they need professional volunteers to put their time in the schools. And if you have the ability to financially contribute, and also if you're are willing to host any of the programs at your school or program.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Any other closing things you want to send out to any of our listeners or viewers?
Well, if I don't put this plug in, I think my board member who's handling this committee will be upset with it. No, because of the pandemic, we haven't done one probably for 15 years, but we have a few board members that want to put a golf outing together this year.
Okay.
So August 9th, Monday, at the Lake Club, we are hosting our first annual, I'll say, Bring It Back golf event. And so if anybody's interested in golfing and supporting junior achievement in that capacity, we're trying to make it very fun. Okay. That was the goal, not your typical golf outing, but they want to do something at every hole that's engaging, involving in that capacity. I guess because junior achievement's hands-on, and so they want to bring that kind of element to it. But it includes, you know, they want to make nice prizes, nice gifts. We already have, like, three hole-in-ones secured. Two of them are cars.
Okay.
Some are cash prizes. We're working on a fourth. So, yeah, it's a nice event. Tee off. 11. Oh, they want to bring food trucks. If you have a food truck, we're working on that for the lunch aspect, and then dinner at the Lake Club.
Do you golf? So. Are you a golfer?
I'm not a golfer.
You're not a golfer. So you'll be behind the scenes making it all tick, right?
My husband's a golfer.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't have time for it. It's something that I'm looking forward in the future when I retire.
Okay.
On my
bucket
list.
Right, right.
It's not that. It's just that's something that you have to definitely get away to play. And I just... two kids and JA. That's okay. Something I can't put the time and investment in.
Okay.
But
if you need any either marketing help, or you want us to sponsor anything, or you want us to contribute anything, just let me know. We'll be more than happy to kind of help your event.
Appreciate
get
it.
Off. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. So this has been Michelle Merkel from Junior Achievement in Mahoning Valley. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you do have any questions, you can check out Junior Achievement on all the social media platforms. Also, they have a website for Junior Achievement of Mahoning Valley, right?
Yes. So we have a Facebook website, social media, and if you just search Junior Achievement of Mahoning Valley, you're good. You'll probably hit our website, Facebook, everything.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Make sure you support these guys. They're doing a critical role for the kids and the influence on if they choose business and entrepreneurship. So thanks again, Michelle.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.